right, everybody. We are at Elevate, one of the swankiest lounges / bars in downtown Los Angeles for the FizzPop Design Challenge. And standing or sitting next to me is Paul. Let's just start at the beginning. What is FizzPop?
So FizzPop is actually a site. It's actually FizzPop.com. Okay. And that's a community that creates a place for developers and designers to interact, get a lot of information about our new technologies on the web. It's for agencies to kind of find someone to work on a project for them, or for individuals that are looking for a project to work on, okay, to find another firm that's looking for some project.
So it's like a social networking site. It's a LinkedIn for designers?
It's very much a social networking site. It allows designers to represent themselves and agencies to represent themselves by posting work that they've done and representing their firm online, and kind of show what they're about and kind of the stuff they're looking to do.
Very cool. And now, you know, some people say that maybe Microsoft isn't as well respected in the arts and media, you know, that genre. But I know that you guys are, you know, a Microsoft-based website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the site is a Microsoft site, but at the same time, it's also breaking away from a lot of the conventions. Clearly, this is a new audience for Microsoft. Clearly, there's a lot to be explored in this area.
So what sort of tools are they using, and how are you recruiting these agencies?
So the agencies that are on FizzPop are a lot of the same agencies that are working on the FizzPop Design Challenge, which is a series of events that we're doing throughout the U.S. It's a nationwide competition, and we're recruiting the agencies for the competition by the connections that we have both in this space today, as well as going out to the broader community and asking people who's interested in kind of taking some training, learning about what Microsoft has to offer with Silverlight and Expression, and then also, you know, kind of looking at some really interesting creative firms and recruiting them to spend a few days with us, design a cool solution, and showing it to a bunch of their peers, enterprise customers, and kind of showing their stuff, you know?
Well, about that. So I would imagine that you guys would have a big presence at Mix, right? I mean, that's all, it seems like your perfect target audience.
Absolutely. We'll be at Mix, and we'll be at South by Southwest. Actually, the round. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're actually having our big finale at South by Southwest, and the winners of this round one, so here at the LA event, they'll be competing against the winners of New York, Chicago, LA, San Francisco.
Boston and Austin.
Sorry, I said LA, but those are the cities.
Those are the cities. And how many agencies are here tonight for the challenge competing?
We have 7 of the top agencies, interactive and design agencies from LA, and it's kind of the same thing that you expect in all the other cities that we're doing. So we're basically going to have 6 of the top agencies that have already gotten through round one that are going to compete in the competition in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest.
Very cool. Now, what sort of things are they designing, and what's your criteria when you judge them?
Well, each city basically has a design scenario that they are competing against. So they create a solution. In New York, it was a hotel concierge service. Here, it's a more media-based solution. So each city has a different challenge.
So was there a theme for tonight's competition, or is it just anything having to do with media?
You'll have to stay and find out, but it is a media-related theme, and it should be really cool.
Very exciting. And so you said there's 7 teams. What time will the big unveiling be? Because you said these people have been working on the project for the past few days, right?
Yeah, it's basically 2 days of training and then 2.5 days of creating the solution. And these are 2-3 person teams that are creating this from the agencies. And then in about a half hour, we're going to be unveiling the solutions, and every team will get to compete on them. So
very exciting. And so the big winner, the South by Southwest winner, what do they get?
So the winner at South by Southwest will win, each person on that 2-3 person team will win $2,000 cash or prizes. They have kind of an option. Everybody loves the moolah. And then there's also the bragging rights, which I think at the end of the day is the thing that excites people the most. And I think another important thing to point out is that there are some really fantastic judges that we're going to have at each of these events. In New York, we had the head of MTV Networks that was there and one of the founders of IXDA. At this event, we have some of the top user experience folks from Netflix and IDEO and DreamWorks. So, I mean, we're really getting some...
A high caliber of like your peers that are going to be judging you.
Yeah. Yeah, these are industry luminaries. I mean, this isn't just, you know, any bum off the street that's kind of coming in here and telling us.
Sorry, I didn't get invited to be a judge.
Well, maybe next time, right?
All right, well, that's awesome. And when the challenge is over, we've got the South by Southwest finale is it next month?
That's in March, actually.
In March. And then what comes after that? What can we see on FizzPop.com post the challenge?
you're going to see a lot of the content that comes out of each of these events posted on fizzpop.com, as well as seeing a lot of what we're doing as we move forward towards Mix, and then even beyond Mix with the new technologies.
So would you count this as like a launching pad for some of these agencies who maybe this is going to give them a lot of visibility?
Absolutely. For the agencies competing in this competition, it's definitely about visibility. And you know what? Microsoft is really taking a backseat role in this and really letting the agencies and their work and their creativity speak for itself.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. And you know what? You throw a hell of a party.
Thank you.
So there it is. It's fizzpop.com. You can check in and probably see all the winners from all the cities, right? And check back frequently to see who wins in March at South by Southwest.
Thank you.
All right. Time for a drink.